Mother's Day is this week. A lot of you guys are probably going to send the mom in your life a card. You may even include some flowers. The big spenders might even take her out to lunch. Cool. But what if you did something else? Something a lot more meaningful. Doug Lent from Maryland Family Network is here with some suggestions for a seismic shift that goes way beyond one day a year. Doug, what's on your mind?
Celebrating moms on Mother's Day is super important. Let's not stop doing that. But a report from the Pew Research Center says we need to step up our game a lot.
What's the report say?
They say that women are earning more money than ever before. But at the same time, women in opposite-sex marriages are still doing more housework and caregiving than men.
I'd like to say I'm surprised, but I'm not. What are the specifics?
In marriages where husbands and wives are each earning roughly half of the family's combined income, women are spending more than double the amount of time on housework than their husbands, and almost 2 hours more per week on caregiving, including tending to children. That's not good news, but it gets worse. Men are spending about 3.5 hours more on leisure activities per week than women, who are often not able to spend nearly as much time on their own self-care.
That's tough to hear. I'd like to think that there's some societal factors at play for these disproportionate numbers. Is that the case?
It is. Over half of the people surveyed said society puts more value on what men do at work than what they do at home. But the thing is, over 3/4, or 77%, said children of working parents are better off when both mom and dad focus equally on work and home. When we challenge the expectations of traditional roles, we teach our children how to be equal participants that create strong families, which build strong communities.
Thanks, Doug. And happy Mother's Day to all the moms, grandmas, aunts, and other special mom-like figures out there.